The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And that I'm actually going to get there very late at the end of the second week of August because I'm going to the UK to meet Big Fatty. Oh no, that's right. Fail Big Fatty. He's not coming to London, so anyway, I'm still having my holiday to the UK, even though it's been totally ruined by Big Fatty and the whole purpose for going there doesn't even exist anymore.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Oh no, that's right. Fail Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 653 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 4th of August, 2010. Y'all, Big Fatty is in an Aeroplano right now on his way to Scotland, and y'all, that means that I have got to dredge up something to put on today's little show. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is travel day for the Fat One. I, on yesterday's little show, I gave you all the details about the traveling and everything. And so about 8 o'clock Eastern, which of course is the only time zone that natters, Big Fatty will be getting into a big old canister of jams. And getting his ass to Scotland. But y'all, the Big Fatty does not miss a day with a... No, Big Fatty, you always have a little show for everybody. And today is obviously no, you would not give us a break. You just had to keep it up. So y'all, sit back and y'all, if this doesn't make you... if today's show doesn't make you want to do some humping, I don't know what possibly would. Hi, everyone. Believe it or not, I know that some of you are going to turn this mechanical thing off immediately when you hear who I've got on the show today. But
starting out hateful.
Lord. Y'all, welcome everybody's oldest aunt, Auntie Vera Charles.
Hello, lovies. It is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I'm back again with the fat ass. Oh. Hi, fat ass.
Hi, ancient one. What's up?
Well, I'm just so honored and happy and proud to be part of your little show.
A little show, yes.
Yes. And, I'm just damned honored to be here.
Well, I know. And now, Vera just asked me, Dad, what are we going to talk about? I said, I have no fucking idea. So, it's going to be a regular show that, they'll just be nattering. But what we tend to talk about when we get together is, and y'all, for those of you, I know we've said it 100 times, but for those
we'll
of you...
We'll have to say it 100 more.
Well, right. And would you like to say it?
Yes.
Okay.
We, Big Fatty and I, actually love and respect one another very, very much, and the feud is just play acting. It's part of the podcasting magic of fantasy. We really don't despise one another. But truth be told, he does smell.
Oh, and there's... There's no doubt about it. In fact, why don't we just start there?
All right, okay. You stink.
Oh,
yes.
No, but seriously, have you noticed that the older you get that there are changes in your, You know, when old people get together, oh, let's talk about our medications and talk about our bowel movements. But, I mean, comment.
Smell worse?
Do you notice changes or anything? Or?
You know, my problem is that I live with the stinkiest human being that ever walked the planet. My precious husband smells, and not hygienically, but gaseously.
Right.
His expulsions, his farts take paint off of walls, make small children cry, and cripple large animals. He smells so bad that I never notice my own stink, because if he farts or if he, God forbid, has gone into the bathroom and crapped, forget about it. The plumbing stops working, not from the quantity, but from the smell.
Well, now, has it gotten worse over the years, or is this something that's just always been a part of this?
You can't start out having the worst smell in the world and then have it become worse. It's impossible. I met him 27 years ago, and he stank then when he farted.
Do you remember his first fart with you?
Yes, I absolutely do, and it's the most wonderful story in the world because, well, to me it is.
Of course.
It'll probably bore the shit out of you and make every one of your listeners yawn because they want to hear about you reading coupons or your spam email.
Exactly.
And I know that they're disappointed that that's not happening.
Exactly. So anyway.
Prior to my marriage to Gooch, I was in an 8-year relationship with a man that I thought was going to be my forever. But one of the main problems was, I should have noticed and I didn't, was that we truly, and I'm not exaggerating and I'm not kidding, we never farted in front of one another. If either one of us had to fart, we went into the bathroom.
You've told us this before, yes.
Yes, he was really, really uptight about it. So I divorced that one. I meet Gooch. I fall in love with Gooch, and I tell Gooch this story about the fact that, you know, that we never farted, and I kind of expected, you know, that that's the way every relationship would be.
Right.
And he was listening to me, and the evening went on a little bit more, and we were talking some more, and he came over to me, and he said, really sweetly, he said, can I sit on your lap? And I was like, oh, how precious, of course. Because I just, you know, I want to get close to you, and I want to talk to you. I said, of course. And he sat on my lap. And he promptly farted the biggest, loudest, right on my, sitting on my lap. And he turned around and he grinned and he said, we won't have any farting issue in this relationship.
But, I mean, you've gone from one extreme to the other.
Absolutely. You know, now it's we walk down the hall, and if we can't squeeze one out at each other, it's just not worth passing each other in the hallway.
But now, would he say the same thing about your farts?
Well, he has in the past commented on, occasionally on a particularly bad fart, but I don't think that you know, you'd really have to ask Gooch. You'd have to ask him.
Okay.
Because I don't think that my gas is particularly noxious. It's not good. Nobody's farts are nice.
Well, right.
But like I said, when you live with Hitler, you know, anybody else can do almost anything, and it's not as bad.
Now, how about the smell of Esmeralda's dumps? Does it rival Gooch's farts?
Nothing rivals Gooch's farts.
Okay.
But Esmeralda's dumps are odoriferous, especially if she does them underneath your desk as you're working on your computer.
Lord. Uh-huh. Now, yes. Let's talk about Esmeralda for a little bit.
She is lying at my feet as we speak.
Oh, well. Watch your step.
Uh-huh. I know.
Anyway, you said when y'all got Esmeralda that you were going to get another dog also.
Yes, and we are.
And what's the timeline on that?
Very soon now, because the delay was we needed to get Esmeralda spayed and then have her heal before we got another dog that would you know, make her jump and be crazy and pop her stitches.
Right.
And now she has indeed been spayed, and she has healed beautifully.
Right.
And the two week waiting period's over. So now it's just a matter of Gooch being online at the rescue places looking for the next, you know, because Esmeralda is a rescue,
right.
even though she's a purebred, she's a rescue. I have to belch too. We're burping at the same time.
But see, the difference is you can see me doing it.
That's right. I can see you.
One moment, please. Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Well, I'm. I have a lot more class than you ever dreamed of having.
Right. All right. So it's going to be another.
No, I don't think it. I would love another Weimaraner, but I don't. I think Gooch is looking more towards a Mutt or something smaller.
Okay.
That. Yeah. So I don't know.
Now, do you see? Now, you and I have talked about this before. I am afraid that Esmeralda is going to revert back to bad habits when the new puppy comes in.
I don't know if she will or won't, but once again, we made a vow that she wouldn't be an only puppy because we felt that was one of the things that was not that we didn't do very nicely for poor Hooney, is that Hooney was lonely and unsocialized with other dogs. Although,
right. Well, you know, Esmeralda has enjoyed gnawing on your balls, though, right?
I got last night, Patty. We're setting up the surround sound. We got a new surround sound system for the movie room, and we're setting up the surround sound system. And I'm in shorts, and I don't wear underwear around the house. You know, it's uncomfortable.
Right.
When you're fat, especially, you don't need the constricting elastigidge.
Correct.
So I've got my knees on the couch and my ass in the air, and I'm leaning over the back of the couch trying to get some wires that had fallen down the back of the couch. So my ass is in the air and my balls are hanging out of my shorts. Isn't this a lovely picture? And all of a sudden there was something very cold and very wet, and it wasn't Gooch. Had it been Gooch, I would have said, you know, well, fine, we can continue. But no, and I turned around and she's got this big grin on her face as she's going at my balls. And what's really funny is that she had two of her toy balls on the couch already. So she like had a bonanza. She thought she had four balls going on here that she was going to be able to play with. And Gooch didn't do a thing but stand there and laugh. Gooch just thought it was hysterical that she was going after my testiculars.
There's no photographic evidence of this, though.
No, thank God. And another thing that there isn't, Gooch wanted to record the session of us putting together that fucking...
It's simple to assemble.
Bullshit. This thing. I was cursing and screaming and yelling and nasty, and I'm really surprised that my husband didn't say, I'm leaving you, because I was an absolute asshole trying to put this thing together.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not nice under pressure.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
No. Now, you touched on meeting your Edgar Allan Poe relatives.
Yes, I did.
Eerie similar things are and everything. I get the impression that there was skepticism about, are these people just trying to, you know, hoodwink mom and dad, or...
No, actually, there was never that on our part.
Oh, okay.
The gentleman, John, had a fear that I would think, because the way he was contacting me was through my agency.
Right.
How it went down was that I mentioned on my internet movie database, I mentioned that I was related to a particular relatively famous composer. That composer is what linked John and the rest of the family, because that composer was his uncle, my father's great uncle. It was his uncle. So, that's how he knew that it was that I was the right Vera Charles.
Now, isn't Mitch Miller a little old to have been related to?
You know, okay. We are the only two listening, talking, hearing that are going to know who the fuck Mitch Miller is. You realize that, don't you?
I know.
Maybe Arthur Amarins will know Mitch Miller.
I'm looking over a fall. You know, he died.
I didn't know that he died.
Yes, he died over the weekend.
Oh, he just died.
Yes, he was 99 years old.
Holy crap.
Right. So
that's
maybe
amazing.
on your little show on Wednesday,
God,
you can play
you
a Mitch Miller song.
Can I list the things that you do on your show that drive me absolutely crazy, that make my skin crawl off my body?
Absolutely, and that way I can do it twice
as much more.
But anyway.
As soon as I mention them, that you'll first of all, that the fucking little show thing makes me fucking insane, and then the Daniel for an hour and a half makes me fucking I should have made a list, because there is a goddamn list, and you've become Toretti now about these things that you do over and over and over again. And I know you can smell them coming. You can just smell, they line up like planes on a runway, and except every plane crashes at the end of the fucking runway.
Well, of course.
Oh my God. The little shoe, then you.
I
just want to reach through and smack you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, now that I know that it drives you crazy, you know, it just makes it all the better.
And also the Daniel Beaver Brewer one also drives Gooch crazy. He says, you know, I love Fatty, but he's got to stop doing that. He's got to stop. I said he'll never stop doing it and never let him know that it bothers you.
Right.
Because if you do, you will get like recorded greeting cards with it in there. You'll get everything. Hey, speaking of which, your birthday's coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and what day is that?
It's between when people hear this and your anniversary.
I think isn't it the 8th?
No.
Wes's is the 9th or something, and
Wes's, I know Miss Wes's, yes, is on Monday the 9th.
Right, but I have yours written down.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
I do have. Okay. Well, why don't you, aren't you going to announce it so you can get gifties?
No. So
why?
Why? I just, cuz people have been,
because I did.
Right. I don't want to be, an old, vagabond, with my hand out.
You're a hateful fuck.
No, people have been so generous over the years and all that, you know.
Go ahead.
All right.
I'm playing the background music.
By the way.
Yeah.
You were going to check last time I chatted with you on the Skype to see if there was a Chick-fil-A in your area.
And there's not a close one. The closest one, I think, was in Redondo Beach, which is quite good. It's where my sister lives, but it's quite a good distance from
here.
Well,
you should have asked her to pick one up for you on Sunday. Oh, that's right. Closed on Sundays. Okay.
Okay. It was Saturday anyway.
Was it Saturday? Uh-huh. Oh, it was Saturday.
Yes.
How soon they forget. Now, y'all, Vera is going to join me on tomorrow's show as well. Because, y'all, I don't know how the inner tubes are going to be at the hotel and what the situation's going to be. So I got to have a couple of shows in the can, as they say in the business.
Ooh,
isn't that what they say in the business?
You're a professional.
Right. And we're going to talk again on tomorrow's show.
I'm very sorry, all you Big Fatty fans that come faithfully to listen to him, because this is not his regular show at all. There's actually some interesting entertainment value to it with me here, and I deeply apologize for that. Did you pass away?
No, I'm right here.
Oh.
All right. Gussie.
So, that must be the music.
It is the music. So anyway,
gosh, I always thought you added that in post.
Oh, heavens no. Heavens no, I don't do any editing on this show, can't you tell? In fact, we're going to talk about editing and podcasts and all that on tomorrow's, say it,
little show.
Anyway, quickly, Vera, tell them where they can listen to you.
You can find me at veraspeaks.com, lovies.
Okay, and y'all, we will both be back tomorrow. So, we will see you then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, no, that's right. Bow, bow. Fail, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.